soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 26, 2015. The scriptures have been speaking so loud and clear to me lately, and I'm instructed of the Lord to speak His word faithfully, to call people to love the Lord, to love Jesus, to appreciate Jesus, to literally get to know Him, learn of Him, come to Him, drink from Him, sit under Him, and participate in a master-servant relationship that comes by acknowledging our sin, coming to the Lord, and following Him. It's a most wonderful relationship, and there's absolutely nothing similar between walking with Jesus Christ and being just part of religion. Religion of man, that's made my man, that's influenced by very dark, deceptive spirits that make merchandise of people. Big business. Big business. But we want to be about our Father's business, like Jesus was. And that means we lay down our life and we listen to the voice of our God, because He's given us not the spirit of the world, but He's given us of His own spirit, where we may know the mind of God. That's right. It's actually in the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No man knows the mind of a man, but the spirit of the man. We have been not given the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God, that we may know freely the things that belong to God. And the Bible says, and we're going to cover this in the text that we read here, that he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. So there's a literal unity, a harmony between a true believer, a disciple, that submits to the Lord and obeys what the Lord says. Because you're hearing Him. You're receiving data like a plane that receives information from the tower. We want to stay on God's radar. We want to be listening to any adjustments that the Lord would have as we're led by Him. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And this isn't what religion knows, so sadly. But if that's not acceptable for you, to not know the Lord, but just have men or women that you look up to, but when you can look to the Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down His life for you and endured the shame of the cross, so to bring you into God, to make many sons unto God. Today we're talking about walking pleasing with the Lord, walking in unity, walking in a literal agreement. That's the text that I had today as I was pondering these things. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. This is what Paul said. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? That's another name for Satan. What part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. You get excited about that? Listen to the next verse. This is chapter 7, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's what the Lord wants to speak to you today about. He wants us to walk in holiness. That's in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself being our life. Jesus himself being the true vine. We're branches. We abide in him and then we will bear fruit. Godly fruit. Righteous fruit to the glory of God the Father. We have lots of promises given to us here that the Lord has said. And you should take delight in those things because a great price has been given to bring you those things. Wherefore, come out from among them. Like Lot came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He was separate. He was vexed by the sins of that land. And God delivered him when God sent judgment, fire from heaven. God says, be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch the unclean thing. I will receive you. I'll be a father in you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. But we're not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. We're not to have fellowship with unrighteousness. We're not to have communion with darkness. We're not to be in cahoots with Jesus and Satan. We're the house of God, the house of prayer. There's one body, one faith, one Lord, one God, one baptism for which you are called. Now, man makes it a lot of divisions, and a lot of men make disciples after themselves, and they pervert the gospel. They'll use it as part of their business plan. But the Lord's not called you to any part of that, but to know him and to walk pleasing unto him. Just the other day, I read 1 Peter chapter 2, and I was amazed how this chapter, going through this, just confirms so many of the meditations that I've been sharing recently. Let's just go through this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and following. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Wouldn't you like a new start? Wouldn't you like God to just wipe the slate clean and make you clean as a baby? You can be born again, not after Adam, not out of the earth, out of the flesh, but after the will of God, not after the blood of man. But you can be born again and be translated from darkness into the kingdom of light through Jesus Christ. And as a newborn baby, drink the pure milk of the word and you will grow. You will learn of Jesus. Sit before him and he will teach you. Verse 3, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Matthew 21:42, Jesus quotes the Scripture to the religious system of that day. And he says, have you not read the Scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. And whosoever falls upon this rock will be broken. But whoever that rock falls upon shall grind him to powder. This is what Jesus said. You should read that text. Jesus is head. He's Lord. He's the master. And we all must bow before him, prostrate ourselves, humble ourselves, comply, yield, and obey him. That's why we want Jesus as our head. And no pope, no local pope, no pastor, no man, no any title you can ascribe to a person, making them a master over you. Because Jesus said, it shall not be so among you. Matthew 23:8-10. In 1 Peter 5:3 and Matthew 20:25, Jesus specifically said that princes of the Gentiles exercise lordship over the people, but it shall not be so among you. His kingdom rules this way that we're reading. Let's continue. 1 Peter 2:7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the head of the corner. See, there's builders. There's builders in the earth. There's been builders since Babylon. They're building and ascending into the heavens. They're coming to agreement in their rebellion. And Psalms 2 records it. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers, spiritual rulers, leaders, band together against the Lord and against his Christ. But the Lord will laugh, have them in derision. Verse 8, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. You know, Jesus would say, blessed are you if you're not offended in me. Jesus has a way of getting right down to the issue, telling you like it is. There was a Pharisee one time that asked Jesus to come to dinner. Jesus went to dinner. He was the guest at this man's house. The man was amazed that Jesus didn't wash his hands after the rituals of the traditions of the rabbis, the Pharisees. And Jesus just knew what he was thinking. And he rebuked him. Woe unto you, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup, and the inside you're full of ravening and wickedness. And he went on. And he was the guest of this man's house. But like I said, Jesus is going to tell you the way it is. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, says the Lord. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. One of the reasons I do what I do is because the word is clear. There's many, many people that are self-deluded, deceived in thinking they stood and stand, but yet they are fallen. They think they have a relationship with the Lord, but he doesn't even know them. Many people do good works, prophesy, cast out demons, and many such things. They've sat in the teaching of the Lord. They've gone to church and done religion. They've done works, but the Lord does not know them. That's what he says, and he will profess so unto them. This is why I say, fall on the rock. Be absolutely, totally compliant to the teachings of Jesus. Don't be disobedient. Don't be following the group into disobedience. You know, I remember as a child, my parents, as they raised me, taught me, they'd say, it doesn't matter how many people do something wrong, you're not to do wrong. And that's true, isn't it? Many will go the wide gate, the broad way, and it leads into destruction. Few will go the narrow way, the straight way, that leads to life. That's a fact. And many, many, many people, because the word of God was shallow in their heart, will give up during the day of persecution and affliction. But that's what this is all about, is the trial of the righteous to take us to be purified by fire. God could eliminate the wicked at any time, but he's not, because he's trying us. And he's looking for harvest of souls, people that will turn from their Lord, turn unto the Lord, turn from their folly, turn from wickedness, to call upon him, to his glory, to the glory of God, to forgive people. Let's continue. Jesus is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, but blessed are you if you're not offended. Just repent. Change. Make it right. Make adjustments. Don't be stubborn like a mule or a horse. Verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as an evildoer, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or under governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the perverse. This is thankworthy. If a man for conscience towards God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. Now listen to this. What glory is it when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently. But if when you do well and you suffer for it, take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. I'm going to read that again. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. We're talking about walking pleasing unto the Lord. We're talking about being in agreement with the Lord. There's no way to be in agreement with the Lord if you don't listen to him, do what he says. There's no way to follow the Lord or be a disciple if you don't walk with him. That's the deception. 1 Peter 2:22 says, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." His name's Jesus. Who's your pastor? Who's your leader? Who's your shepherd? It's Jesus. Second Corinthians 6:14. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness?" Wonderful text. Wonderful. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Verse 17. "But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body. But he that commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Talking about walking in agreement with the Lord. Walking in unity. Walking in literally in harmony with no darkness, no lie, no deception, no self-will. But literally crucified unto the world and the world crucified unto you. In the Old Testament, this was brought out in Amos 3:3. It says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Ladies and gentlemen, Samson was deceived. He didn't know the glory of God had departed and he had lost his strength. Sin is deceptive. It'll deceive you.
Shiloh, the house that God built, blessed, inhabited, when he withdrew and wrote Ichabod, his glory had departed. They didn't even realize it. And Jeremiah said, the priests say not, where's the Lord? The prophets say not, where's the Lord? The people say not, where's the Lord? That's what we're going to encounter in the last days as they continue to become darker and darker and darker, with men loving themselves and despising men, dignities and rulership and God and everything that is good and holy. Becomes dark. And the alienation from God becomes steeped in sorcery and the spirit of Babylon as men become intoxicated by the influence of the world, the spirit of Babylon, and lying demons. Don't be deceived. You can only be walking with the Lord if you know him and are obeying him. For many will say, Lord, Lord, and they will not enter the kingdom of heaven because they did not do the will of the Father. And they did not enter the straight gate. They did not obey the words of Jesus. They did not fall upon the rock, complying in obedience to his word. Don't deceive yourself as Shiloh or as Samson or even King Saul. When you can delight in the Lord and be in the palm of his hand and rejoice in eternal life, God bless you as you do.